Vectis Radio.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here with Hannah.
Hello.
Hello. Now, you're here with your Isle of Wight Pride hat on today. Well, it's actually a very colourful hat you've got on
it
today.
It is, yes. It's rainbow coloured,
yes,
naturally.
Indeed. So what's happening with Isle of Wight Pride this year?
So we will have the fantastic parade Saturday the 18th of July, leaving from Ride School. Anyone is very welcome to come along and join in with that.
Yeah.
All the details on our website. And then we will have our community village and entertainment down on the seafront at Ride outside the Super Bowl.
All right. Okay. So what kind of entertainment you got going on this year?
So as last year, it's all going to be based inside the bar down there, the Super Bowl. So we will have... Small Town Boy, we will have Lady Gaga tribute, we've got a Madonna tribute, we've got the Solent Gay Men's Chorus, who are like the long stalwarts of performing for us at Isle of Wight Pride. And then we've got some DJs, we've got Cherry Liqueur, Claire de Lune and Quivers.
Of course you've got Quivers.
You can't Quivers. I can't have a Pride
Nothing
without Quivers.
Nothing happens on the Isle of Wight in the gay or Pride arena without Quivers being there.
Absolutely not, yet.
Okay, and so that's, what was the date again of that one?
It's Saturday the 18th of July.
So it's not too far away.
No.
How's the organisation going? You still got hair and everything?
Currently, yeah, it's all going very well, actually. We're really lucky that because last year we had a slightly smaller version, we're going to repeat that this year, which makes the organisation session a bit easier.
Yeah.
And I think I'm allowed to say that people should start listening out soon for our 10th anniversary celebrations, which will be 2027.
Right.
So next summer we'll be going off with a bit of a bang for our 10th birthday.
10 years for Isle of Wight Pride.
Yes.
Wow, that's gone so fast.
I was a teenager when this started.
Yeah. So this is all, as you say, it's not exclusive, it's inclusive.
Absolutely.
So LGBTQ+.
Yep.
And
allies, anyone who wants to come along.
Anyone who fancies a nice day out.
Yeah, and it's all free. There is no cost. So, you know, feel free if you want to sponsor us or donate, you can. But we want to make it open to everyone.
So the village down on the seafront, or it's in the gardens there, presumably.
Yep.
Food and drink, the usual sort of thing.
The usual sort of thing, yeah. Food, drink, charity stalls, traders. The Pride shop will be there as well.
Excellent. That sounds really good.
Really looking forward to it. If you could book a day like this,
that's
excellent.
Something you have to have a chat with some other people about, because I can't help you with that.
I'll maybe put my other hat on for that.
I think you do. Go see Chris down at the Minster, see if he can help you out with that. Yeah, but good luck with that.
Thank you.
It's going 10 years. Yeah, it's really, really good. You got Gay Pride 83 sticker on when you were about two or something.
Three. So this was given to me by a lovely lady who I used to go cold water swimming with, and she'd been to Pride 1982 and Pride 1983, and she was really brassed off that we were still fighting for exactly the same things as we were back then. So she wanted a little bit of her to come out with me, so that's why I wear that one.
Well, keep fighting the good fight, because I think you're going to need to.
Well,
look forward to seeing you there at Isle of Wight Pride.
Lovely. Yeah, we're here whether people want us or not. We're not going anywhere.
I know that, and I appreciate it.
Thank you
very much. Back to the guys up in the studio. They're actually slightly higher than me, so sitting in the caravan.
We're behind you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.